¿Por qué no vienen más mujeres a mis charlas? Why don't more women come to my meetings, I complained to Doña Colombina, after returning from yet another sparsely attended community forestry gathering in the rural mountain village I had been placed in as a Peace Corps volunteer. I was fresh out of training and ready to change the world. It was the spring of 1991, and having survived the first few months of culture shock in the Dominican Republic, I was ready to get to work. They are busy, mi hija, she said. It isn't that they don't want to plant trees, but where will they find the time? Perhaps you should ask a few women who I know are interested in planting the trees. What times are good for them to meet, she suggested. You know women are much busier than men, she said with a wink. This was the beginning of an abundance of advice that Doña Colombina shared with me over the next 2 years. She was a petite woman, but a larger-than-life community leader who was loved and respected by both the men and women in her village and the scores of development workers who had collaborated with her over the years. This humble woman, with one of the biggest hearts around, died on January 1, 2018. I found out about her death that morning from a Facebook post from her son, Eduardo. While I haven't been back to the Dominican Republic or seen Doña Colombina since 1995, I consider her to be my Dominican mother. In those 2 short years, I learned a lot from her. Let me share a couple of those lessons with you. 1. Be kind. Doña Colombina practiced kindness to a fault. One of my most vivid memories of her is her almost daily mid-morning routine when Chepa, a homeless woman who lived up the road, would stop by with her bowl for some café con leche and leftover arroz con habichuelas. Chepa smelled, to put it mildly, and she would wear all of her clothes, and I mean all of them, despite the often crippling heat. I think many people today would call her a hoarder or perhaps diagnose her with some form of mental illness, but this didn't matter to Doña Colombina, who always made sure to have some coffee and leftover dinner so that the poorest of the poor wouldn't go hungry. We don't have much, she would say, but we have more than many. 2. Coffee is meant to be savored. It was only after I helped with my first coffee harvest that I understood this. Picking the bright red cherries left my arms covered with ant bites, because ants like the sweet, pulpy fruit surrounding the coffee bean. And then comes the sorting and drying, which can take several weeks depending on the humidity. Next, you have the removal of the paper-like pulp from the hull before you roast them over a charcoal fire. Finally, after the beans are roasted, there's the grinding, with a hand grinder. Fill the greca full with the most delicious-smelling coffee grounds, add fresh water, and place on top of the charcoal stove. The whole process can take months. Slow down and taste the coffee. Say thanks to all of those who helped bring it to your lips. And 3, it's the little things that really matter. Sometimes we let the big moments in life define us. Family betrayal, that publication in a prestigious journal, loss of a job or a promotion. Good or bad, these moments are few and far between. It's the little things that fill in the time between the mountains of sorrow and joy that are the most constant. That cup of coffee first thing in the morning, the snoring spouse next to you, the bickering children followed by laughter, the snuggle of a warm pup on the couch, a hug, and knowing that you're loved. Thanks for the lessons in the coffee, Doña Colombina. Dios te bendiga.